Your daily habits may count for more than you think when it comes to being successful. Dr. Randall Bell has analyzed the results of a survey and finds there is a correlation between the two issues, and he joins us on the line. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you, Susan. It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you. Well, how do habits and success relate?
Well, they relate absolutely in every way. We have no control over so many things. We have no control over the weather and global economics, and we have very limited control over others, just ask my kids. But we have total control. In fact, the only thing that we have total control over is our habits, the time we get up, what we eat, what we put in our mouth, what we're thinking, who we choose to talk to, who we choose to get away from. Those are all daily choices and habits, rituals, and routines, and that all stacks up to who we eventually become.
Well, how can you get your habits to help you be successful?
Well, you need to identify exactly what habits you have that you want to keep that are productive and healthy, and what habits you want to get rid of. I do a lot of volunteer work with the homeless people, and we have a very high success rate of getting them sober off the street, and the people that I work with are very serious about the rehabilitation, and it all starts with their habits. Exactly what time you get up, what you're going to choose to eat, what you're going to choose to think, if you're going to go out to the beach and meditate or pray, if you're going to read a good book or a trashy book. These are all choices and habits, and we've got to identify which ones are really taking us in the direction we want to go and which ones are holding us back from where we want to be, and take total charge of the habits we allow into our life.
Well, beyond addiction or something very serious like that, for the average person, it's kind of difficult sometimes to change your habits. So you got any clues for us on how to get rid of the bad ones and get more good ones?
Absolutely. The philosophy that I use, and I use it with CEOs that are literally multimillionaires and even a few billionaires that I work with, and right down to the homeless, is something I call the full glass theory. And we only have 24 hours in a day. It doesn't matter who we are, where we're from, we all have 24 hours in a day. And my focus is to forget the bad habits. Really, just your glass might be full of a bunch of toxic junk, and we can look at it or ignore it, treat it. The approach I take is to just select some new good habits, just one or two, and start pouring in new good habits. And over time, those habits stack up, and it displaces the old habits automatically. In other words, if I've got a bad habit of being addicted to my internet late at night, browsing the internet, if I forget that habit, if I create a new habit of reading a book at night or something, or having a conversation with my kids or my wife in replacement, I've automatically displace the bad habit. So my emphasis is on good habits, and as we accumulate more and more good habits, the old bad ones are displaced.
Nice trick. Well, please tell us a little bit about your book, Rich Habits, Rich Life, The Four Cornerstones of All Great Pursuits.
Well, essentially, I've been working in the field of disaster recovery for 25, 30 years. I worked on the World Trade Center. I worked on JonBenet Ramsey and O.J. Simpson and the BP oil spill, whole array of disasters. So I interweave a lot of my experiences, given the fact that I had a lot of unique access to interesting places and people over the last few decades. I interweave those stories with a sociological study I did as a sociologist, where I surveyed 5,000 people across the world, and I scientifically, with statistics, correlated daily habits to different measures of success. Of course, making money, but also, maybe even more importantly, being happy, good relationships, levels of education. So that is interweaved throughout the book. And then I also go back to some of the basics. I have some classic sociological studies that are very fascinating, and it's all interweaved between in four sections: me, we, do, be. Me habits are habits that build our intellect, our mind. We habits are habits that build our relationships. Do habits improve our productivity with our space, with our health, with our money? And B habits are special habits, because they're goal-oriented. They're towards creating our own personal legacy and habits that build that. So it's all broken. While there's a lot of information, a lot of interweaving between these interesting areas, it all comes under these four simple groups of me, we, do, be habits.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Doctor, for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Susan.